the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Missouri State University alumna Amy Collar Artman will be on campus January 31st to discuss televangelists and how the Pentecostal Church has moved into the religious mainstream. Artman will present the lecture, Televising Testimony, Catherine Kuhlman and Your Faith in Mine, at 7 p.m. January 31st in the Meyer Library, Room 101. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. Jack Llewellyn is the department head of the Religious Studies Department at Missouri State University. He joins me today.
We're very happy to have Dr. Artman come to campus to lecture, in part because we're proud of the fact that she's one of our alums. She was a religious studies undergraduate major, graduated from Missouri State back in 1992, went on from here to do an MDiv, and then recently completed a PhD at the University of Chicago. And her PhD dissertation is about Catherine Kuhlman. So the lecture she'll be giving will come out of the research that she did for her PhD dissertation.
Catherine Kuhlman had a weekly television program in the 1960s and 1970s called I Believe in Miracles.
That makes her one of the first women televangelists. Her program aired on CBS. There was a big focus on miraculous healing that happened during her television programs. She was really an important early figure in televangelism, one of the most important women in broadcasting probably in the 60s and 70s.
Llewellyn said Artman will provide a scholarly analysis of the changes the Pentecostal Church went through during this time.
One of the things that Dr. Artman is looking at in her doctoral dissertation, which this lecture is developing out of, was at the general trend in Pentecostal Christianity. She talks in her dissertation about how Pentecostal Christianity in the second half of the 20th century was becoming gentrified. So her dissertation is about the gentrification of Pentecostal Christianity as Pentecostal groups kind of moved into the middle class economically, gained more education, developed more formal structures in their churches and schools and seminaries. Pentecostalism looked less and less like a minority splinter group and more like a mainstream church over the course of the kind of late 20th century. And Catherine Kuhlman is an important figure in presenting a kind of popular evangelism that's a little bit more staid and kind of polite than evangelists of an earlier era. I think the emphasis is going to be on how Catherine Kuhlman is part of this transformation of Pentecostal Christianity that took place in the 1960s and 70s as Pentecostal churches became more mainstream.
Wayne Warner, the author of the book Catherine Kuhlman, The Woman Behind the Miracles, will present a response to Artman's presentation.
We're very excited that Dr. Warner has agreed to participate and to respond to Dr. Artman's lecture. Dr. Warner is the former director of the archives of the International Headquarters of the Assemblies of God and is himself the author of a 1993 book about Catherine Kuhlman, Catherine Kuhlman, The Woman Behind the Miracles. Warner is someone who has studied Catherine Kuhlman's life and is one of the leading experts on Catherine Kuhlman, comes at Catherine Kuhlman from a kind of an insider's perspective within the Assemblies of God and the broader Pentecostal movement. And so it'll be interesting to hear how he views what Dr. Artman has to say about the history of Pentecostalism that Catherine Kuhlman kind of typifies.
The lecture, Televising Testimony, Catherine Kuhlman and Your Faith in Mine, will begin at 7 p.m., January 31st in Meyer Library, Room 101. Jack Llewellyn is the department head of the Religious Studies Department at Missouri State University, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.